This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
One of the facts of life that we can't get around here is that politics continues unabated in Washington, and that is certainly the case with the breaking news. It broke last night that a possible deal regarding internet neutrality had collapsed. And as far as we know, is dead. James Moskowitz is an attorney with the D.C. law firm of Fleischman and Harding, specializing in telecommunications law. He joins us again on the program. James, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what does this mean? I mean, we see the headlines today that net neutrality is dead in Congress. Remind us what it is and what's significant about this news.
Well, in short, net neutrality is the idea that was born a number of years ago, actually under Michael Powell and a Republican administration, that held that internet service providers or the companies that control the pipes over which internet services are provided should not be able to discriminate and meter services and otherwise create or disrupt a level playing field for service providers that would provide applications over the networks. There's actually a fair amount of debate over exactly the scope and the definition of network neutrality, but in sum, that's what it is. It's the idea that the companies that own the pipes should not have free rein to block applications and other service providers from providing services over
the pipes. So if the internet, we're talking with James Moskowitz live from Washington, if the internet is the super information highway, there are some corporate interests who provide internet who would like to put up toll roads, tolls, fast lanes, slow lanes, and charge you extra to get through the tolls and get to the fast lanes.
I think that's right. I think that's a good analogy. And obviously, the companies that are out there building those the super highways, as in your analogy, obviously their position is, well, we need to have a return of our investment if we want to have a more robust and faster internet, particularly as more and more applications start flowing over it. While it the speed of the network is oftentimes how that happens. Some people just take for granted, but it does actually take a fair, substantial capital investment in order to for the networks to carry the increased traffic that modern communications is placing on.
But it's not like they're not making money.
Well, that's true. I guess the question really is, and this is where it gets complicated. I mean, for example, a number of years ago when Verizon was building out its network, I believe the number was it borrowed around in the neighborhood of $16 billion from Wall Street in order to perform its network rollout, moving to a higher capacity network. And in order to get a return on investment for that sort of, putting in that much capital expenditure, obviously you need to squeeze as much revenue out of the network as you possibly can.
Yeah. James Moskowitz is with us. He's a telecommunications attorney with Fleischman and Harding in Washington. So what happened last night in Congress?
Well, what happened last night was basically the Democratic Congress was not able to pass even a limited, what they consider to be a compromise network neutrality legislation through the House. It seems like Congressman Waxman, who is the Democratic chairman of the House Commerce Committee, essentially threw up his arms when he wasn't able to get a compromise together with the Republicans, and it pretty much killed any chances of having legislation go through the House this year.
Yeah, and the Republicans certainly not eager to compromise or work with the Democrats a few weeks before midterm elections.
I think that's right, or certainly not compromise. They obviously have they want the Republicans' position appears to be that they basically just want to withhold the jurisdiction from the Federal Communications Commission to basically do anything in this area. And so an important background in this is that previously in the year, the Federal Communications Commission had come out with a plan whereby they were going to change some of their regulations, reinterpret some of their regulations to permit the FCC itself to impose and enforce some network neutrality principles. That approach at the FCC got derailed by a court ruling from the D.C. Circuit, and so the action sort of moved to the House, sort of almost temporarily, as the House tried to figure out if there was some way that they could legislate a fix for the FCC, which earlier in the year, before the Republicans really started threatening to take over the House of Representatives in the upcoming election, it looked as though that was going to happen, that the Democrats in the House were going to be able to pass legislation to sort of fix what was becoming a jurisdictional issue for the FCC. But now it looks like that legislative fix is pretty much dead for this session.
We're honored to be talking with James Moskowitz. He's the telecommunications attorney with Fleischman and Harding in Washington. The news breaking last night that an effort to cobble together some kind of deal regarding net neutrality has collapsed. So let me put it this way, James, and you tell me how far off base I am. If we don't have net neutrality, if we don't have some type of federal regulation, whether it's coming from Congress or the FCC, if we don't have it, then is it more likely that we're going to see internet providers treat the internet like they currently treat cable television, so that you won't pay one flat fee to access the entire internet? You'll have tiers, and you'll have to pay more to get into a higher tier, which will get you more internet websites, for example.
I think that tiering is definitely something that the network owners want to do, and I think it's likely that we will see some form of tiering at some point in the future, and I think in some parts of the country, some providers are already doing that. I'm not sure whether, you know, what kind of effect legislation, certainly the legislation that Congressman Waxman was promoting that died, I think it wouldn't really have affected that, I believe, so much. There are some other sort of more subtle things. But one thing I want to make clear is that it's not clear that tiering per se would affect your ability to get information. What it's really going to affect is the speed with which you do it. And I think where the tiering really becomes important is if you're running an application that's doing, say, for example, something that uses a lot of bandwidth, like streaming video, is sort of the obvious application. So this almost starts becoming a question of, a competitive issue with regards to how can a company like, for example, traditionally a telecom provider like Verizon, are they permitted to partition and divide up the bandwidth on their high-speed network so that they can provide, you know, for example, a multi-channel video product that could compete with your, you know, traditional cable TV. That's just one potential.
So without net neutrality, it's likely I'll have to pay my internet provider a certain fee so that I can watch streaming video, but then I'll eventually have to pay the streaming video website like Hulu. I'll have to pay them as well. So without that, it looks like it's going to get a lot more expensive in the future.
I think that actually the reverse might be true. It's not clear. It's a little bit early. One thing I wanted to work in before is what this really means politically now is that the action is moving away from the FCC, from the Congress and back to the FCC. So that there's going to be interesting to see what the FCC does after the election. I don't think the FCC is going to do anything to implement regulatory change that would give them reinterpret their rules to give themselves authority over the internet. And how they're going to do that is itself the subject of a lot of debate. But I would expect, and it's not clear whether they're going to do that in the face of Republican opposition. But it wouldn't surprise me to see some move by a democratically controlled FCC post-election to go ahead and implement some changes so that the FCC would itself impose some net neutrality obligations on carriers.
James Moskowitz is an attorney with the D.C. law firm of Fleischman and Harding. He specializes in telecommunications law. James, appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.